Welcome to Impact to Income. This is Tyler Watson, and I'm very excited to have a special guest on with us today. Dave, can you hear us okay?
I can hear you great. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, cool. So, Dave, tell us a little about yourself. I know you're one of the founders or leaders of the Augmandino Group. Is that correct?
Founder and CEO of the Augmandino Company. Yes, thank you.
Ah. So, I mean, that's an amazing company, and most hopefully my listeners know who Augmandino is. If not, you need to check him out because he's one of the greats. So just tell us a little bit about yourself and then one of the powerful topics, one of the many that we could probably discuss today.
Let me just share just a little bit about Aug. Many have read the book, The Greatest Salesman in the World. They know the book. They may not know the author. And this is the 50th anniversary of the release of that book, 1968.
And wow.
Sold 25 million copies, 25 different languages. It's one of the top-selling self-help books of all time. And the most exciting part for us, Tyler, is that we're in pre-production. In about 4 weeks from today, I leave for Israel to do some scouting for locations. Producers actually asked me to write the script because my old life was writing and directing television commercials, TV shows, and I've got 5 feature film scripts that I've written, and they asked me if I would write this one since I've been working with these principals so intently for the last 2 decades, and what an honor. Very exciting to be able to do that, and they wanted me to go to Israel and to get a feeling for the texture and to do some scouting, and so my wife and I are leaving here in 4 weeks to do that, so... For those of you who are familiar with The Greatest Salesman in the World, it's going to make it to the movie theaters. How exciting is that?
That is super awesome. That's going to be amazing. Well, cool. Tell us a little bit about yourself then.
I could be really simple. I've been married to my sweetheart, Ramona, for 43 years. We just love each other so much, and now we have 7 wonderful children, very accomplished, wonderful children, and 27 grandkids, and that's really our whole world revolves around them. And the Augmandino principles, we're taking those into the 21st century, have the fiduciary responsibility of doing that. And what a great way to spend a life teaching, training, coaching. And Tyler, I'm the CEO, and I still keep a very active coaching practice. I was told early on that if I would stay in the trenches with my clients, I'd always be in touch with humanity and know what's going on. So
I'm a firm believer of that myself. I've seen a lot of people who get into the teaching, and they forget to do the doing. And times change so quick, but mindsets, they just evolve with the times. And so it's... I love being always in the trenches as well because it keeps the perspective fresh.
Yes. To serve from experience, which is a great place to come from.
So, Dave, I'm excited to just kind of pick a topic because I know you have so many different topics you could teach on. But for our audience here that are listening, many are entrepreneurs, many are coaches, speakers, also network marketers in sales.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could share one of your main messages right now with us, what would that message be?
I think one of the principal messages came out of a dream I had in Chicago. I was going to speak the next morning, a dream. I'm carrying this big white sack over my right shoulder. Just weighs a lot, like a couple hundred pounds. I'm dragging it along. I want to connect with this person that's approaching me, and I'm asked to let go of the sack, which was really a relief. I was told to turn around and face it, then I was told to empty it, then I was told to pick up the most painful item. I started with telling you how much I love my wife and our beautiful children and grandchildren. It's important for people to know that everybody behind all of that is life, and we all have it. And when I was a young kid, I was in the care and keeping of a pedophile, age 3 through 5. That was the most painful memory I picked up out of that back. And I was asked if anyone else has suffered from a similar wound. I said, yes, then engrave this on your heart. And I did, and I just filled my heart. And I picked up the next one. I was a prodigal son as a teenager. We won't go into details in that, but anyone else suffering from a similar wound? Yes, engrave this on your heart. My heart made even more room for it. So the next one I picked up was 1989. We're in Southern California, and I'm developing 100-unit apartment complexes. And we had amassed a multi-million-dollar estate. And the real estate market collapsed. And all of that ran through our fingers like water. And I'm the corporate guarantor for $1 million of debt. It comes after me. And it takes 10 years to pay that back. August 2000, last check for $14,000. Huge day in my life. But those 10 years, the sacrifices my wife had to make, our children had to make. We put 7 kids through college, four of our daughters got married during that time, 2 years in the darkest of the dark night, just about took my life to collect on the $1 million life insurance policy to pay off that debt. Holding this experience, grave this on your heart. Anybody else suffering from a similar wound? Anyone? Anyone listening to this call? Anybody had one of those setbacks? Grave this on your heart. I did. Well, I had a big pile, so I did this with a lot of them. And then I was told this, and I want to share this with the audience. Whether you're Bill or Alice or Sue or Robert, this is what I was told. Your character has been forged in the furnace of adversity. You know what pain feels like. Can you take back the experiences? You can choose to use these experiences as a rich resource. Better understand what someone else is going through. And if you'll choose to do this, there'll finally be purpose in the suffering, joy in your journey, and much needed healing in your soul. And I was asked to turn around and face that gentleman that was approaching me when I was dragging the sack. And Tyler, he was dragging one. And I knew what was in it. And I woke up. And I pondered that sense that when we take our life experiences, which this is our greatest asset, we put it in our heart and use it as a rich resource, we will hear things nobody else hears. We'll ask questions nobody else will ask. We'll see things no one else sees. We can create deep and rich connections with people. We give them the greatest gift, which is the gift of feeling understood. Safe place, walls come down, cooperation floods out, energy floods out. And we're the beneficiary. We're the ones who benefit from this experience of connection. And for entrepreneurs building a business, good business, a solid business, we want to know how to connect with people. We want to build those deep and rich connections. And the one asset we have that creates that is our life experience. That's our asset. So for those who are on the phone today, just reflect on your darkest moments, the most painful, most embarrassing, even ones that may have created shame or guilt or all those feelings of hurt. Just ask yourself, wow, is anybody else suffering from a similar wound? Yeah. Engrave that on your heart and stop dragging it around like a burden and start using it to bless other lives, and it will drive your business. Well, I think that's probably the most important message, because so many trying to do this. Well, I don't have enough money. I don't have enough experience in terms of education. But you've got life experience. That's the asset. That's what provides that bridge for connection. Yeah.
I was just thinking back to some of my experiences, you know, as I started off as a coach, I didn't have any training, but I did have a story. And as I learned about the power of my story, of my life experiences, I realized that no one else is like me. And too often, though, I think we get stuck on how we have to be different by the techniques we know or the tools or the certifications, when the reality is, it's like you're saying, it really just comes down to who we are, how we communicate, how we show up, and by expressing that bag, so to say, and sharing those gifts that we've been given in a way that inspires and helps someone else that could be suffering from the same exact thing.
We think sometimes it's our advice, our wisdom. And the greatest gift we give is for someone to feel understood, because we live in a world that is so disconnected and people feel so isolated. And when they feel like they matter and someone cared enough to really know what I'm going through, wow, that's what opens the door. That's what takes down the wall. That's what creates the connection. Now, we want to know what we're doing beyond that. But if we don't get that wall down, we're just throwing up on a wall. Blah, blah, blah. You know, and it splashes back and it tastes like vomit. It's awful. It's called rejection. So we want to get those walls down. If we don't get walls down, we can't connect. And we get the wall down by bringing our life experiences to the discussion. And then we listen. We really listen.
That's great. So if someone did want to better their communication and their connection and feel more understood, and they want to get involved in more of what you're doing, where would be the best place for someone to go to get access to this wealth of knowledge that you have?
I would start them with one of the most exciting things that we have at the Augmentino Group. We have perfected the formal science of axiological mathematics. It was originally developed at the University of Tennessee. We've spent the last 18 years perfecting it to a point that we use this science that employs Cantor's transfinite calculus. Don't need to remember any of that, but it uses that to measure with laser accuracy how a person thinks, their habits of thinking. And a person's habits of thinking impact every facet of their life. You know, how they feel, their decisions to make, actions to take, results they create, everything. It's just driven by these habits of thinking. And now we can measure a person's habits. And they can step back with us and go, wow. I could say, does that habit ever show up? Yeah, well, when it does, what do you do? You know, here's the greatest risk. We get to have a real live conversation in a space you rarely go with another human being about what's really going on behind the scenes in our habits of thinking and how they're impacting our lives. And right now, a person can go to habitfinder.com. It's really simple. Habitfinder. That was Og's whole message in The Greatest Salesman, is changing habits. Habitfinder.com. You can take a free Habit Finder assessment. When you're done taking it, you get your results. You get the whole results. We don't hold anything back. You get the whole thing for free. You can click on the button right below the video that I do at the beginning of the results, and you can schedule a free consult with one of our Habit Finder specialists. They'll help you understand the relationship between some of those measurements and see where you are and what you want to do, and is there anything we can do to serve you to get there? That's really what we want to do. And the reason why we give it free, Tyler, is that we want people to feel, viscerally feel, that we can get to the real issues. We want them to have that experience, that this isn't just another feel-good experience. This is get to the real issues, maximize the habits of thinking that are serving, change the ones that aren't, manage those giant fire hoses that are unattended, so that we can show up in the world real and genuine and authentic and confident and capable, ready to take on life. So that's where you would start with us, measurement. We want to measure your habits of thinking. Habitfinder.com, www.habitfinder.com. It's free.
Awesome. Yeah, my wife and I actually went through that last week, and it was phenomenal. That's like a $50,000, $100,000 quiz. And we build up systems, and I was like, there's a lot put into that. That was amazing.
We
and
spent
some really great results, good insights that
couple,
I found.
A couple million dollars getting it to where it is. Yeah, it's got 6.4 quadrillion variables in it, very literally.
Wow.
Because we all think differently. However, it's interesting, Tyler, that when we do, we've done 100,000 of these assessments. I debriefed 6,500 of them. It takes like 2 hours. It's just a lot of time inside people's lives really getting to the real issues. We've discovered that entrepreneurial people have 6 to 7 thought processes in common, 85% and higher. And there are a couple of them that are like incredibly powerful that if they're not managed, they'll blow your life apart.
Yeah.
And one of those, for an example, is that we get into fantasy. We start imagining what it's going to be like when we're rich and everything's wonderful. And then life shows up differently and we hate it. And then we start beating ourselves up. And I can almost touch it. I can almost taste it. Why can't I have it? What's wrong with me? Does God not love me? We see that sequence just coming alive in so many entrepreneurial assessments. And, you know, I cried that out. 2 years into my paying back $10 million, I long to cry to the God of my youth, but the God of my youth will not hear my cry. I must change my God or change my cry. Well, I need to change my cry. I was using my gift of vivid visualization destructively to escape and avoid reality and to worry. And there are 5 ways we can use it that ignite passion and drive action. That's what we want to be doing with our gift. But that's just one example. You discover that while you're taking the assessment. Wow, I've got the gift of vivid visualization. How am I using it? And we look at measurements for joy you're having in your life, and we're going, ugh. We just keep going, ugh. Life keeps showing up differently, and then we beat ourselves up and pushing our worth and our worthiness and our ability and our character and our contribution. And we just see the sequence. We shift one thought process. Learn how to manage that one thought process, and it ripples like dominoes all the way through somebody's assessment. It's incredible. Man, give me one more. And that is that almost all the entrepreneurial people that we assess have very high levels of empathy and intuition. Very accurate input in terms of a person's worth, their physicality, their characteristics, their belief systems, all those pieces. However, 85% of them have devastating self-esteem measurements.
Questions have what?
Worth and worthiness. Devastating self-esteem measurements.
Oh, yeah.
Primarily from unmet expectations. So you start to see the sequence. Wow, I'm in fantasy. I hate my life. I'm beating myself up. And because I'm beating myself up and there's so much noise going on in my head, this self-sabotaging internal dialogue, I'm not available to use my incredible gift of empathy and intuition to connect with another person. If I get it, I'll probably talk myself out of it. I could go on because it is so fun to get to those 5 or 6 measurements entrepreneurs have in common. I spent 4 years writing the book Today I Begin a New Life based on fantasy, hate my life, beat myself up. That sequence is just everywhere. Far too many inadvertently, I think unintentionally, drive people into fantasy with the way they talk about how to use your gift, not knowing that when we say to someone, visualize, we're giving them permission to fantasize with even greater intention. The physiological stuff that goes on, we could spend hours, you and I could, talking about norepinephrine and mental constructs and autonomic responses and fear dendrites from the amygdala. I mean, it's, when we engage in fantasy, it's horrific. High emotional high, really low emotional low, devastating. So when we go back to your question, to go to habitfinder.com and take the assessments, it's free, and just take a look at that sequence. In my dreams, am I a vivid visionary? In my joy, am I frustrated? And in myself, my self-esteem, am I beating myself up? Could it be
Wonderful. That many
of my self-esteem issues are just because I'm using my gift of vivid visualization destructively? Could it be that simple? For many, it's that simple.
thank you so much. Hey. This has been just an honor to have you speak these words of wisdom. So just if you could share one more gold nugget with us, just as in the entrepreneurial world, mindset, something just to take note of, something that we could implement other than going to the Habit Finder, which is a great place to go, and it's a phenomenal assessment. One of the world's best, in my opinion.
I wrote a book entitled Equanimity, Conquering Mount Entrepreneur. Equanimity means peace of mind. And for years, I've been saying to leaders and companies, your challenge is we talk to people as if they're at the entrance to the path that climbs up the mountain, right? When the vast majority are still stuck in the car, in the parking lot. Too many are still in the parking lot, trying to visualize what it's going to be like, trying to get a shortcut to the top of the mountain. Nobody gets to skip the work of creation. See it in our minds. That does not manifest it in tangible reality. We use our gift of vivid visualization to get inspiration that ignites passion that drives action so that the work that's required is passion-driven. We work without counting the cost or tracking the time. If we go into fantasy and we're faced with work, it's boring and mundane and burdensome and repetitive and hard. It's painful. Same work. We'll want to, primarily as an entrepreneur, learn how to use our gift of vivid visualization to ignite passion so that we can see the vision and then we can focus on the tangible creation of it. Nobody gets to skip that piece. Let's do it passion-driven. It's a whole lot more fun.
Boom. I love it. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you just taking your time here and sharing with my audience. And hopefully everybody got as much value as I did. And so, again, yeah, go to the website and take the quiz, which is the – say that again. It's quiz.
Habitfinder.com. It's a profile. Habitfinder.com.
Habitfinder.com. And if you haven't joined our Facebook group at Enrollment Masters, you can go to tylerfb.com, and that's going to be a great place just to get some insights, some extra coaching, some guidance on helping you master the emotional asset as well as the skill set on this entrepreneurial journey. So thanks again. Thank you so much, and we'll see you guys on the next show.